Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay far from corrupt speech. Now, what does that mean? Is your words important? Are your words important? They're very important. Above all else, guard your heart. Your heart is your spirit man. That's also a sample of your physical heart. Should you guard your heart? Yes, you should. Should you exercise right? Should you eat right? Yes, you should. If you eat right and exercise right, you're guarding your physical heart. And that heart, that heart can beat for years and years and years. And as long as you obey God, you won't never have a heart attack. That thing will go until God is through with you with a long life. Now, what's a long life? Well, I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 120 would be a start. You know, Moses was 120. Was he still strong? Was his eyes dim? No. There wasn't nothing wrong with Moses. And then Moses committed how many sins?
One.
Brother Jim, that don't seem fair to me, does it you? But Moses committed one sin, and it cost him his life. Aren't we glad that Jesus is a little more merciful with us? But see, he used Moses mightily. He used him mightily. Now, when you tick off the king, he can bring sickness and disease into your life. He can really bring sickness and disease. I want to show you one of those in Numbers 12, 1 through 16. I want to show you, I think that's verse 24. That's all. There's 26 or 27. There's a couple more. We'll read the other couple of verses. That's primarily where we go on, Dave. The next two. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet and then stick to the path and stay safe. The pathway's narrow that leads into the kingdom. So don't veer off left or right. Stay right on that path. At verse 27, don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. All that's real good information, isn't it? Don't get into being sidetracked. The evil one. How many times today in the church a man and woman gets married, go along at 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and then all of a sudden the devil, this happens to a 50-year-old man, it's happened 40 to 50-year-old men all the time. You've been married 10, 20 years. You got married when you was 20, now you're 40 or 45 or you're 50 years old, and the devil comes up and whispers in your ear and says, that girl, look at that woman over there. She's a whole lot prettier than the one you got. And what does he do? He starts listening to that voice. We're not very smart. As men, we're really kind of dumb. We don't read the Word, so we don't have a clue the trials and tests that we're being put to. Almost none of us. I didn't realize these things, and I'm learning all the time. The more I read God's Word, the more I fast and pray, the more revelation God gives me. Just like you, Brother Jim, you spend time with God all the time. I know you do. I read some of the stuff you write, your articles, and I can tell God's giving you more and more revelation all the time because you're fasting and praying and spending time with the King. But that's what He does to all of us. There's no exceptions to the rule. But let's go over here and let's see what happens whenever we tick God off in the Numbers 12, verses 1 through 16. Numbers 12. I'm going to show you what God can do to you. Numbers 12. Numbers chapter 12. While they were at Hazeroth, Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses because he had married a Cushite woman. Now, you ever know anybody that criticized somebody because they married the wrong person? You ever seen anybody do such a thing as that? Was it any of their business who he married? I guess not. So why were we talking? What did the Lord say you have to do with this tongue? You have to watch it, don't you? It'll get you in big trouble. It'll make you sick. Somebody said, but I hadn't sinned. Probably not over 1,000 times. You know, we don't even know what sin is. I mean, we read the word, we find out. It says, and they said, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hadn't he spoken through us too? But the Lord heard them. You think God hears everything we say? Amen. Oh, yeah. Let's see what he said then in verse 3 and 4. Now, Moses was more humble than any other person on earth. That's a good place to walk. So immediately the Lord called to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam and said, go out to the tabernacle, all three of you. And the three of them went out. Now, what are you going to do if you hear God say, young lady, I want you over here right now. Uh-oh, you know you're in trouble already, don't you? That's just like me. If he says, son, get over here right now. I need to talk to you. Oh, God, what did I do now, Lord? What did I do? But he told them, all three of them. He was talking to Moses and Miriam and Aaron and told them to get over here to the tabernacle. So all three of them went out. Let's see what happened in verse 5 and 6. Then the Lord descended in the pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tabernacle. Aaron and Miriam, he called, and they stepped forward. Now, he didn't say anything, Aaron and Miriam, get up here. I want to talk to you. Lord, you really want to talk to me? That'll make you tremble in your boots, won't it? And the Lord said to them, now listen to me. I got a feeling he's telling us these same things. Listen to me. Don't you think so? He's saying, listen to me. Even with the prophets, I, the Lord, communicate by visions and dreams. Is that the way he works? Sure it is. Let's see what he says here in 7 and 8. But that is not how I communicate with my servant Moses. He is entrusted with my entire house. I speak to him, Moses, face to face, directly, and not in riddles. He sees the Lord as he is. Should you not be afraid to criticize him? Now, when you got one of God's anointed people, you need to be careful about talking about them. You need to be very careful because you don't want to tick off the king. Let's see what he says next. The Lord was furious with them and he departed. Do you want to make God furious with you? Ooh, I don't even want to think about making God furious with me. As the cloud moved from above the tabernacle, Miriam suddenly became white as snow with leprosy. Ooh. How would you like to get leprosy all over your body because you ticked off the king? Did she tick off the Lord? She sure did. And he struck her. When Aaron saw what had happened, let's see what he did. He cried out to Moses. Now, see, he didn't try to go to God himself because he knew he couldn't. He knew God wasn't happy with him either. So he wasn't going to hear his prayer, but he knew he would hear Moses' prayer. Now, that's the time when a wise man was very wise because he went to a man that was in touch with God. And the man that was in touch with God, God heard that prayer. He says, and he cried, oh, my Lord, please don't punish us for this sin we have so foolishly committed. What had they done? That was a sin. They spoke evil about Moses' wife. Now, I know you've never spoke evil about nobody. But you know, the New Testament says all over the place, if you want a good life and see good days, you must keep your tongue from speaking evil about others. Wow. Don't let her be like a stillborn baby already decayed at birth. Let's see what the next couple of verses says. Yeah, through verse 16. So Moses cried out to the Lord, heal her, O God, I beg you. And the Lord said to Moses, if her father had spit in her face, wouldn't she have been defiled for 7 days? Banish her from the camp for 7 days, and after that she may return. Now then, Miriam, a woman by herself, is going to have to go out into that desert in the wilderness to sleep on the ground for 7 days for her punishment. How would you like to do that? You wouldn't like that? I don't know anybody that'd like to do that. My honey bunny, I know she wouldn't like to sleep out in the desert for 7 days. She likes sleeping on a good, soft bed. I do too, though, Lord. I enjoy it too. Next two verses, and let's see what it says. So Marian was excluded from the camp for 7 days, and the people waited until she was brought back before they traveled again. Then they left Hazeroth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. Now then, this, we've got a question right here.
Okay, here's a lady got a question. Praise the Lord.
You have to be very careful not to make God mad.
Yes, I was always puzzled with that. What happened to Aaron? Aaron didn't get punished.
Oh,
both of them.
I wondered if anybody was going to ask that question. Oh, I'll have to say. Makes you wonder how come he hit the woman and not the guy, huh? Oh, that'll tell you where you girls are. Oh, that's not the case. Y'all ain't buying that one, are you? God's no respecter of persons, is he? Well, why was he a respecter of persons here? You ever wonder? I did. I wondered a lot. Until finally I found out. Who was the high priest? Aaron. Why did he not strike him? Because he had the covering of God with his anointed clothes that he was wearing. He was protected. Whenever Aaron went up on the mountain and took off his uniform, what happened to him the minute he took it off? What happened to him, Brother Jim? He died. Instantly, he was dead. God only struck Marian with leprosy. But the high priest, when he took his uniform off, he killed him. Just like that. He died instantly. I thought, wow. God, I thought Aaron got by with something. He didn't get by with nothing.
Neither did Moses.
Neither did Moses. Isn't it something? It's scary, isn't it? Yeah, we are held accountable. We absolutely are held accountable. You know, God holds us accountable. And let's go to this. Let's go to this 1 Peter 3, and I'll show you. We'll start with verse 1, and I'll show you some things the Lord says here in 1 Peter 3, and start verses 1. In the same way, it said, "You wives." Now, this we're talking about Mary and his sister. So, in the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Even those who refuse to accept the good news. Your godly lives will speak to them better than any words.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.